Have a little bit of The Thrill Is Gone in A minor. I think I played with the band because I could sing a little bit of blues.
Because you had money.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. Oh, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. Girl, you done me wrong. You be so someday. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone from me. Yeah, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone from me. Girl, I still live on. Oh, but oh, so lonely.
Joe, man, thanks, a Don. Fine song.
That's a great song. That was one of Merle's favorites.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone. I don't know whether y'all heard about the great songwriter that died this past week, the fellow that wrote the Hokey Pokey. Passed away at the age of 92, and the funeral director had a horrible time getting him in the casket. Put one foot in, he took one foot out.
That's the Hokey Pokey. You know, Sam, I think I remember that I was producing a record that you played on, a Dock and Roll record that came out as Picking the Blues, that we were doing over here in Todd a few months ago, or
yes, sir.
Decades.
That was in the 80s, 84, I think.
Yeah.
Sometime about there. Anyhow.
I remember that we recorded that on one of those 8-track jobs. I don't mean the kind you put in cartridges, but an 8-track reel-to-reel. And then Merle and I wanted to make sure that we got the mix right, so we loaded that 8-track in the back of his van.
Little Toyota van we had.
Right. Drove that whole thing to Nashville and worked on it from there. What do you remember? Do you remember anything about those sessions, Sam?
Oh, so, yeah, I was there.
I mean, I have this. I have the log sheets. I know you were there.
It was cold. I think.
Yeah. Well, actually, the first sessions I ever got to play on with Doc and Merle was for the record Memories, and it was because it all came about. We had our band Newgrass Revival, and we did. I don't know how many shows we did together. About 12 or 13 at least. We started in Winfield, Kansas at that festival. And I remember some of us guys and Merle went to the theater to see Blazing Saddles. And when we came back to Winfield a year later, Blazing Saddles was playing again.
You know, actually, last year when we were doing Merle's Influences, we overlooked that one.
But and so it was really through that association, and the tour was the Newgrass Revival, and Doc and Merle and Frosty Morn. So I ended up getting to set in with Doc and Merle a lot on that trip and resulted in playing on the record with them. But I'll have to tell one story that occurred about maybe a year or two after that. We were playing a festival somewhere, I think, outside of Milwaukee. And I went up to the pay wagon to get paid, and Merle was coming out. He was leaving because the promoter did not have enough money to pay the remainder of his and Doc's fee. And I'd already been in, and Merle said, "Did you get paid?" I go, "No, he ain't got enough money for me." He said, "Well, how much you got coming?" I said, "About $500. He said, "Well, I've been in there. I know they got that much. Come on." So we went back in the pay trailer, and Merle had a pistol.
This is factual, Rosalie. This happened.
He didn't pulled the gun on them. He just laid it on the table and said, "I know you ain't got enough for me and Daddy, but I know you got enough for Sam. Now let's pay him." And I got paid.
Manny eventually got the rest of that money.
I'm glad to hear that.
What's your point of honor? There are many of those stories. There are a couple of times when we would be waiting at Doc's house and the promoter would call and said, "Well, you guys are going on at 3. And Doc said, "Well, come to the house and pay us and we'll be there." And they actually drove down and gave us the money, and then we left. I mean, those days, the early 70s, whatever, there were a lot of festivals where they were hoping they would have enough people to pay people.
Absolutely.
And the fees weren't really all that exorbitant back then for bands.
Well, you know, it's a little more of a Wild West kind of mentality, I guess. One of the reasons why Merlefest is organized so well and why we, you know, feel so secure here is some of the hard lessons that Doc and Merle learned back in those early days. They didn't want to have other performers or audience members go through those kind of hardships. They wanted it to be a musical experience that where you'd come away feeling good about it all.
You learn it the hard way, Mitchell. And bless B. Towns and all the rest of the folks that helped him. It's been run well. And memory of Merle, he would... Maybe he knows. He would smile about the way this has been.
And the many things that we'd go to festivals and Merle took mental note of, the people at Merlefest here have taken to heart. The things that you are, the advantages you have now of these seats, this wonderful sound system from Sound Engineering.
Yeah.
Is a result of... a lot of the work the guys here on this stage have gone through and the griping we've done through the years of, oh, my God, people are paying money. There's nowhere to go to the bathroom or there's the sound is awful. So you are benefiting from things that Merle went through and they have taken to heart and improved, I think, for you. So you owe these people at Merlefest a round of applause for sure. Very well said, Michael.
Jack Lawrence, what have you got to add to the proceedings here?
Well, I like the part about getting paid.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, quite honestly, not a great deal to add other than, you know, the first job that I took with Doc. I got a call on Friday night, and Merle asked me if I could meet Doc at the airport on Saturday morning to do a couple of gigs, I think in Illinois somewhere. And, you know, I just sometimes never knew when that call was gonna come. So, we got there and, you know, absolutely no rehearsal and out onto the stage.
I think you're still waiting for that rehearsal, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, still that hasn't happened.
Give us a song, Jack.
Let's see.
Maybe something that you and Sam can wail on. Huh? Maybe something that you and Sam can wail on.
I was never a great finger picker, and still I'm not a good finger picker. But I did watch Merle a great deal.